This grant was one that I think was highly innovative at that time. It was had great partners to work with at Johns Hopkins University, and it was a really primary focus around the kinds of unsolved methodologic problems that would be coming from a prevention model with long-term developmental course as the primary factor that we were looking at in here. And we didn't have methods around that. We didn't know what to do when, you know, when you lost 10 to 20% of the data each year and over a period of time, how do you analyze data like that? So missing data was a fundamental piece of what we originally started to look at there. And so we didn't quite know how to design the other studies, you know, with all of these complex classroom, school, neighborhood factors involved in it as well. So we sort of worked out design issues as well in this one. And as time went on, we were able to solve a number of those problems and apply those into the settings for that particular center, but also across other places. And it became something that was very useful for other centers to do. So I started to take these kinds of ideas on the road and talked with the other prevention centers, both at NIMH and NIDA, and came through that experience with a set of seminal questions of the scientific questions, which did not yet have research, did not have methods available for that. And so each time, each 5 years cycle, we would come up with some different questions and extend the kinds of methods we had. So one area that we got very interested in here was what we call low base rate outcomes. And what happens in lots of research studies is the precision that you can answer a question really depends upon how frequent the outcomes are. So if there's some very small frequencies of outcomes, it's very infrequent on a long-term outcome, you may have to have a very large study. So the example we used was suicide prevention. And you know, the number of suicides that occur in here, even though they're devastating to a number of people, that if it happens to people or their families, it is very devastating, is relatively small compared to outcomes such as drug use or abuse in adolescence. And most of the studies we had been working with had been taking, you know, a couple hundred to 1,000 people or so, and that would be about what we would need for evaluating an intervention. And then the question is when we're looking at very low risk, low frequency outcomes, such as suicide, what, you know, how can you design these studies in here? So we started working on how do you do much larger scale studies than we had before, and try to use the information we could on that. So that became one of the next stages of work that we did.